Qual é?
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Good, thanks. Chuck, when you record this, does it save the chat too?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask people to put in chat whether they're paid members or guests.
Okay, very good.
Did you have a chance to look at the agenda?
What?
Did you have a chance to look at the agenda?
Yeah, very quickly.
Okay. Barry's not going to be here.
Huh?
Barry isn't going to be here.
Oh, he's not? Okay. All right, I'm just looking over the agenda again. I'm not hearing you very well, Marie.
Oh, I got this whole new headset thing. I don't know why.
It's kind of breaking up. Can you try it without the headset?
Well, I did that the last time, and then when you sent me the tape, I couldn't even understand myself.
Oh. Huh. You're on a computer?
Yes. Is this any better?
Not that much.
Okay. So that's without, that's just the plug out.
Yeah.
Is it any better now?
It's like it's sort of distorted.
Now I can't hear you at all.
Now you can't hear me at all.
What?
You can't hear me now? Or?
No, because when I unplug it and plug it back in, it gives me a little box and says, which device did you plug in? Mic in, headphone, speaker out, headset. And it said headphone. That was what was checked when the window popped up. So I changed it to headset to see if it was any better. Let me try speaker out.
Yeah, headset would be the right thing.
Is that any better?
It's just on the microphone part, it's kind of distorted. I mean, I can understand mostly.
The problem is if I have anything but headphone on, I can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. It'll be fine. So, I hope people will show up more or less on time. I had to leave my other meeting before it was finished to start this one.
I thought your meeting was after.
Oh, well, yeah, that's after this, I have the open mic, but before this, I had a vestry meeting, which was going to be at 5:30, but they repositioned it to 5 because I was going to have to be leaving, but they were still going strong, and I had to spout off my comments in the last 2 or 3 minutes and then exit.
Yeah, it seems like Monday's a popular day. There's a budget hearing with the city today, and there's Abby has a historic meeting, the historic society, whatever they call it, meeting. So she's going to be popping in between two. And then Adrian told me that he had another meeting before, so he's probably going to be a little bit late.
Okay. I spoke to the woman from the new restaurant, and she says that she's going to be here.
Peggy, can you fix your screen so we can see your actual face? I'm only seeing, not you, Tim, Chuck. I'm only seeing from your nose up. Hi, Tim.
Are you in the Bahamas or something?
No, it's just
the It's a lovely background.
It is. Yeah. I wish I was there.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's Wesleyan University. Well, it does weird things, though.
It cuts off part of your something or other.
Tim, hey, Abby.
Tim, hi, Abby. Tim, you should put up an oddball sign, free advertising.
Yeah, I knew how to do it. Maybe next time. Thank you.
Jimmy can figure it out. How you doing, Abby?
Ah, I hear people.
How you doing? Okay.
Good.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Good.
I'll be right back.
Got a couple of beans. Oh dear.
What's the matter?
I'm on two computers and it won't let me do two different Zooms. It says I have to leave this meeting to go on the other meeting. Won't let me have two on at once.
You need to use a different.
I'll just join into that meeting later.
Okay. That's why I have two or three Zoom accounts.
No, but I'm not gonna set up a whole different.
Well, if you're
okay.
If you're joining a meeting, you actually don't even need a Zoom. Need to log in on that one.
But I can only do one at once right now. I'm not going to start a whole new account.
Okay.
I just have to join in with that one when we're done with this one.
I had to leave one to be here, so.
You want to give it a few more minutes to see if other people show up? Oh, this is a poor showing. I think I had 13 yeses and one maybe, so.
There's my buddy, Rob Smith.
Mm-hmm. Rob, how are you?
All right.
Rob was playing a mean guitar last night, wasn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah. All right.
At least see you. I want to see Rob.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Tim.
Catherine.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Kathy.
So 007 is on the call as well. She just can't get the video to work.
Okay.
I may have to leave early. I'm making Harris dinner. He's been in a court hearing on Zoom all day. It's torturous. He hasn't eaten. Gotta make him dinner.
Colleen, welcome.
Hi there. I am. I'm trying to listen to the budget hearing at the same time. It's a challenge. You can't do both.
No, you can't. I don't think you can.
Hearing this meeting and another meeting. I think the fireworks are over in budget hearing already.
Yeah, they're going on and on about the stormwater rate methodology.
Yeah, but did you see the whole beginning with Susan Bailey and all those?
I've been slammed. No, what happened? Sorry, I don't mean to take us off course.
The stormwater started yet. Said about the Los Olas plan and anyway.
Mm. All right, so it's 6:04. I'm going to get started. Barry's not going to be here. His mom had surgery for breast cancer and she was started treatment and she wasn't feeling very well. So he took a kind of last minute trip over there and then something happened this morning and he didn't get to leave when he was supposed to. So he asked me to run the meeting and I'm gonna move as quickly as I can because I know you're all busy. So call the meeting to order. We were supposed to have Sija Omenjivar and Clarence Woods here for the meeting. They are from the CRA office and they were going to let us ask them some questions about the rezoning, but they forgot that they had to go to the budget meeting, so they're at the budget meeting. We're up to 10 people. If you would do me a favor, just click on chat and in there just say whether you're a paid member or a guest. I would appreciate it. I'm going to try and do a better job at keeping attendance. So we want to have some discussions about setting priorities. So one of the outstanding projects that we've had that dates back to the roundabout was that we were supposed to get the utility boxes decorated. And those of you who have been around a while know that we asked if Frank Polanco could do our artwork. He showed us, presented to us, mostly pictures of butterflies. And back then, Christine was still here. Christine said that the only way they could pay him for art was to keep it to the non-procurement process amount, which was $750. And then we gave Frank a grant for $750 to do the artwork. He delivered the artwork in December, and nothing has happened since then. So I was at a sort of meeting with Zoom meeting.
That was Monday all day.
I was at a Zoom meeting with Steve Glassman and a bunch of other people for Smirker Planning Committee. And then just was on the call.
Is it on me? Yeah.
So I asked him to follow up. And apparently they had an issue with the person they had awarded the contract to for the printing and installation. And so they had to put it out for procurement again. And he said they're nearing completion of that, and so it should get moving. And he said, as far as he knows, are at the top of the list priority wise. And so hopefully something will get moving soon. So that's that. Another priority that we were talking about is rezoning for the CRA. And so to me personally, this is the most important thing we can do as an organization, is to make sure that we are able to do some multifamily and some mixed use properties in the commercial areas and the residential areas of Central City Alliance. And so if those of you who were involved before recall, when we had the consultant, we had three meetings where we did all the dot work and everything else, and we all kind of agreed, except for maybe 10% of the people who didn't want any changes whatsoever. And then when the consultant went to put all that information together and made a presentation to the city, it was all watered down. So one of the issues, just to give you an example, is on Sunrise Boulevard, on the north side of Sunrise Boulevard, the depth of the commercial lots is 125 feet. This significantly impacts the type of business that we can put on there, because you can't do a decent sized store and parking on 125 feet. And so we're left with convenience stores, these little smoke shops, auto parts stores, and the like. So we need to make some changes. So my understanding from CEJA is that consultant kept asking for more and more money, and they finally let them go and said they weren't gonna do anything with them anymore. And they put out a bid, a procurement package, and I think the first time they didn't get a response. The second time they got two. The committee who will make the selection had a first meeting, I think about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if they've met since then, but she's just hoping that we're gonna move it along. She also told me that she's seriously hoping that we're not starting from scratch, that they're gonna resurrect the documents that summarize what we had put in the first place from the original consultant, and then try and move those forward. She also acknowledged to me, because I remember when we went to the commission room and the consultant was making the presentations, and we asked her why they were so much less than what we had agreed to at those other meetings or what we had asked for. And she said staff told them to do that. And CJ acknowledged that it could have been their staff, the CRA staff, who told them to not be as aggressive. But she promised me that they would be more open-minded and look at it in a different way. So the next is outreach.
Can I address that, Marie?
Of course.
So I went online to look at the history of our request to have the zoning regulations changed.
Right.
And it really is the most critical thing that this organization can do to make this area better. You know, we have a lot of just poor zoning and you know, all that area, you know, by Home Depot and the area you talked about up there with the duplexes. So until the zoning's changed, you know, the situation won't change. So I went and looked, and in 2015, the CRA report recommended that the city proceed with the zoning changes. It says a process estimated to take between 12 and 18 months. And this is in 2015. It says the changes derived from the advisory board recommendation for new mixed-use zoning category in the area. It met compliance analysis for increased density, more residential. And then there were three public meetings, which some of y'all were at, May 31, 2018, July 11, 2018, August 15, 2018. And here we are in September of 2020. So, you know, I hope that the organization won't just, you know, gloss over it and just let it stall again forever. I don't personally own any real estate now on the CRA. So, you know, I have nothing personally to gain except for our area that we've, you know, blood, sweat and teared over, you know, can't change until this happens. So I think we need a strategy to push it.
Tim, I agree with you, it's Kathy. I heard they just are putting an RFP out for yet another consultant. I mean, what a waste of money and time and the stupid consultants. I didn't know it had been 5 years. I was trying to remember how long this had been going on. Under the first CRA board, this was one of our priorities. You and I, along with other community residents, were on that initial board. And we wanted that to happen right away. And it's still, we're nowhere close. It's terrible. I don't feel like our neighborhood is getting really any service anymore. Sadly.
You have any ideas?
I mean, I know they have a lot to think about. You know, the sewers, the COVID, the blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so normal things have just gone by the wayside. It's sad.
Well, I'd make a motion that we come up quickly with a strategy to try to make this thing happen sooner than later. I don't know. Does anybody have any ideas how we could move forward? Catherine, what do you think?
I don't know. I'd like to hear from other people. I just think it should happen. I feel like I don't have any sway over the current commission at all. I have no ideas. Okay.
It's election season. Why not ask them for a letter of support before election day? I'm sure we're going to get a little response from them one way or the other.
That's an idea. You know, is anyone running against Steve Glassman? I know that Trent Ellis has opposition.
Glassman has opposition also.
Really? Okay, I just haven't seen any. Okay.
Very, very weak opposition. It's almost non-existent. It was in the Sun Sentinel, and the guy hardly responded to their request. I put no money into it. He says he's doing a submarine campaign door to door.
Rob, your audio is very bad.
It is. Oh,
wow.
I think we just have to be pains in the asses and keep calling them and talking to them to, you know, see Joe, you know, that's kind of, you know, the fact that they forgot they had a budget meeting tonight is not a very good thing. But we just need to, you know, we need to make sure they stay in touch with us. You know, we lost Don Morris, so they're down a staff person. But, you know, we have to keep relationship with CJ, and we have to establish relationships with Clarence. And, you know, the neighborhood that kicks and screams the loudest gets, you know, I mean, and I know it's been since 2015, but I have you know, video of Dean, I think in 2009, saying they were going to finish the Central Beach Master Plan. That was finish it in 2009. And we're in 2020. So I think in general, commissions don't like to codify things because then it puts them in a box. They'd rather have things loosey-goosey. You know, we have to show them that it's in everybody's, you know, best interest to get the zoning moving forward.
But the problem is, Central City Alliance is it's not loosey-goosey. It's way too restrictive. We've had the discussion about Northwest 8th Avenue. They have duplexes there in an area that was rezoned in 1999 to be single-family homes only. And so those duplexes are individually owned.
If they drill down, they would see they have nothing to fear by rezoning. I mean, frankly, the business district has the same liberal zoning that, you know, any other commercial business area has. It's just that there's not, you know, enough interest and density for redevelopment. You have to have more people for, you know, more traffic for services to come in. But I just think we have, you know, my strategy would be continue to be a pain in the ass. You know,
I agree
follow
with
up
you.
With letters from the organization.
It's tiring. It's exhausting.
on this end of the thing. And I understand they have a dozen other priorities. But, the neighborhood that screams the loudest.
Can someone clarify for me, are we restricted to the CRA as our mechanism for getting this in front of the commission, or can we, you know, directly request the changes, stating that the CRA is just taking too long?
The best thing to do would be to arrange as soon as possible to have a meeting with CJ and Clarence and tell them how urgent this is for us and that we have an expectation that they are going to pursue it aggressively and that if we don't see progress that we're going to have to address it differently, and then let's see what they do and ask them to keep us informed of what they're doing.
CJ knows, but Clarence could care less and has no knowledge of our CRA, not anything. He doesn't know anything about us.
Right.
I think writing a letter, keeping in constant nudging contact is the only thing we can do.
I think Rob Smith, was on to something, because really the staff has, for whatever reason, they haven't moved it forward. So the CRA, Chuck, for your question, the CRA is the commission. It's one and the same. They are the CRA for this area. They're the directors. So okay. I'd make a motion if we can. I don't know if we can do a motion if we have a quorum or whatever, but if we can, I think, strongly worded professional letter to the mayor and the commission talking about their lack of attention to this issue, the lack of urgency, and that we've had enough study and that the stakeholders have weighed in at numerous meetings.
Something's going on. So
damn. People need to mute. If you're not speaking.
How much is it for last season?
Sorry, folks, I muted everyone because it was getting crazy. I'm just trying to find people and unmute them now. Or actually, you can unmute yourself if you're speaking, Tim.
Okay, I'm unmuted now. I'm sorry. I'll try to be brief with this motion, that we send a strongly worded, professional but strongly worded letter to the mayor and the commissioners, drawing attention to the fact that this has been sitting around since 2015, that there's been no attention paid to it, that there's a definite lack of urgency that we studied it to death. We've had stakeholder meetings over and over and over again. They all have come up with the same conclusion that we need a zoning change, that we need higher density so development community will come in, build some nice new stuff, and ask them, you know, for a quick response and see what happens. That's my motion.
I am not going to second your motion, Tim. I liked Marie's idea a little bit better, that we basically give a you know what or get off the pot message to the CRA. And then if they haven't taken some sort of action by the next meeting, then we proceed as you've suggested, Tim. That would be my preference. Anybody who needs to speak, you need to unmute yourself first.
Well, I say, can we do both? Send a letter and follow, and do what Marie says, do both.
That's reasonable, but I think it's a little premature to send a letter, but not very premature, like 1 month premature. I'm not saying we
after
a year. I think we ought to give the CRA one more chance.
But after election, the letter won't carry as much weight.
You know, the problem is that they're going to come back and they're going to say, well, we have to wait for a new consultant. Then it's going to have to go through three readings. So,
That's when we say we've had enough. You know, that's when we go and send a letter to the city.
So, I'm telling you, somebody at the city told me they were putting out a request for new consultants. That is happening now. I don't know how to verify that or not. Who could verify that? Well, and I thought, oh my God, we're back to square one. Back to square one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why.
I can verify that for you, Catherine. And I have heard that too, that it's already in procurement for, I think they've chosen the consultant. The procurement is to get the money for the consultant. You know, they have to go through that, whatever that process is. But
they're going to take the money out of our CRA money, our TIF. That's what they're going to do. You know, there's more money in our TIF than there used to be. That's where they're going to take the money.
One of the reasons to meet with them and have a discussion.
This sounds like another delay in the making.
I think we've been played. I do. So, you know, I'll go along with whatever the group does. But just to have
more. I am seconding Tim's motion for a vote.
Marie, are you unmuted?
We don't have a quorum.
How many do we need for a quorum?
Well, the latest list that I have of paid members is 18. I don't know how accurate that is. And I believe there was only 8 paid members who indicated they were paid members in the room.
Well, then all we can do then is write another, some sort of writing to invite them to the next meeting.
I think that the executive board should meet with the CRA and let put them on notice that we are done waiting, and that as soon as it's my understanding that they're at the selection process. That's what Cedra told me 2 weeks ago, that the selection committee had one meeting and that there were 2 applicants and they expected to move forward. She didn't want, I had asked her if she wanted to make a presentation today. She said no, because they didn't think that they would be chosen yet. And I think we just need to have a meeting with them every week if we have to, or every 10 days until it moves along. I think after a week or two, if we don't see anything happening, then I think we need to make sure that all the members come to the next meeting so that we can take a vote with a quorum.
And maybe it was good they didn't come to this meeting since it's not very well attended when usually it is well attended.
Hmm.
So maybe it's better. Yeah.
So that's where we stand on that. Tim, are you okay with that?
I think your idea of having the executive board push for this is very good, and yeah, that's a good plan. But we need to make something happen soon.
I agree, 100%.
I would say that you're going to have to decide before you go into that meeting if they say, "Well, we're getting a new consultant; they're going to do a study." You know, so if you're willing to wait, you know, another year with nothing happening, just say okay and go home. But, you know, sometimes you just have to play hardball. So, you know, it's time to do it. So good luck to the executive board on that meeting.
So
I hear that.
You are a member of the executive board.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
To attend the meeting, there's no need for you to wish us luck.
Well, I didn't realize that. I certainly would attend, you know, if I'm welcome. And I can be the bad cop.
So, can I move on to the next topic?
Please do.
So next topic is outreach. And so, you know, one of the things CJ asked me when I called is if most of the businesses in the CRA are members of Central City Alliance. And I said, not by a long shot. And I said, a fair number of them on 13th Street are, but very few anywhere else are. And so we've been talking about growing our membership and changing that. And I asked CJ if she had a list of business addresses for the CRA, and she did, and she sent me this morning finally. And so we were talking about doing a kind of a flyer or a postcard as an initial introduction of the CRA, of Central City Alliance to the people that are in there. Some people are on the list multiple times, and so I removed duplicates, and it's actually about 264 businesses. I'm sure some of the information is outdated. Some of it is for, you know, Airbnb locations. I don't know, you know, if we want to go to that extreme, or, I mean, it's only 264. We can certainly look at the list and pick who we want to send it to. So we think that's a good way to start with outreach, and then part of the information that we give them will be our website and so forth, and hopefully some people will reach out, and then as people reach out, we can try and meet with them individually to introduce ourselves and invite them to join as a member. So if anybody has any other ways of increasing outreach, we really would be interested in hearing them. And if you give it some thought and let us know at the next meeting, that would be great. One of our other discussions of priorities is holidays.
Wait, Marie, I have a thought.
Sure.
You know, more and more businesses and conferences are being done on Zoom. It's not ideal, but it's possible. And we didn't get to have our annual kind of luncheon meeting with all the issues in the neighborhood at the Iron Workers, which we've always done before. Okay. It's kind of sad. So I don't know if things aren't better, you know, in the new year, God knows, then we should think of doing a Zoom conference where we have the mayor and our commissioners speak, and we get to ask them questions, and we talk about our issues. I don't know. I throw that in.
Okay.
You know, it sucks to have to do it like that, but that's the state of our world right now.
Oh, that's great. But, and here's the other thing. It'll be talked about later, but that's the annual meeting is supposed to be in November. And so it'll be sooner rather than later. So we can certainly talk about that more at the next meeting. But we're, I mean, I don't know that November we're going to be ready to be having in-person meetings and luncheons and all that kind of stuff.
We may want to think about getting a paid Zoom account for the Central City Alliance so that we're not limited to 40 minutes like this one, because this one's about to end in 5 minutes and I'm going to have to be restarting it so that everybody's going to have to rejoin. I apologize for that, you know, little difficulty, but, you know, that's the way it is with a free account. So,
check into what the cost of that would be for us?
I'm sorry?
Could you check into what the cost of that would be for us?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. I think it's a great idea. You know, maybe we can have the meeting on November 1st or something, or November 2nd. I guess it's too late for people to vote. Holiday events. We talked about the possibility of doing some kind of small light up 13th Street in early December. We talked about that at the last couple of meetings. And so we want to talk about events as a priority. The city has started accepting applications for events again, as Abby informed us yesterday. The good thing is that you can pay one $200 application fee and ask for all the events you want to do for a year ahead of time.
Nice.
So, which saves money. You just need to identify what they are. And so that's a little bit of a savings. So we'll talk more about that at the next meeting. Offices and directors and liability insurance. So I don't remember what we spent. We spent somewhere around $1,400 for insurance, liability insurance for the Craft Beer Wine Festival. So, and we don't have officers and directors insurance. And so I asked a couple of different insurance agents to give me a quote. And the officers and directors is not an issue. And then the liability is kind of sort of not an issue. However, one of the people that I was talking to said that we definitely would need to have special event insurance and liquor insurance for any events that had alcohol at them. I did get to ask him if that would be less than what we paid last year. And he said, definitely, if we had a permanent liability insurance policy, he said yes. So the estimate I got for the officers and directors and the permanent liability, but not covering the special events and liquor, was about $1,700. So I'm still waiting for another quote, and I will keep you guys updated on that. So those were some of the things that we were talking about. I'm sorry, just to finish up the priorities. If you guys have other priorities, if you could contact us at info@centralcityalliance.org and let us know if you think that these are good priorities or you have other priorities that you want to put forth so that we can kind of finalize the list of things that we're going to do moving forward into this the end of this year and next year.
Hey, Marie?
Yes.
Is there somewhere on our site that I can find a list of the membership, the paid members, the 18 you're talking about?
I don't know if it's on the site, to be honest with you.
Yeah, probably not currently, but that's probably a good idea. We can see about adding that.
Can I get a list of those? Apparently somebody knows who they are, because maybe I can talk to some of those people about
attending so we can get a quorum so we can actually do some business.
No, I agree. I agree. I have a list, but I don't know that it's up to date. So, unfortunately, Lorraine doesn't appear to be here. I meant to ask, and I forgot to ask her and Chuck to let me know if they had any new members that I didn't have. So, let me check with the two of them, and I will send out a list and see where we are.
Thank you.
Okay. This meeting is about to end, and I'm going to restart it so we can continue. So okay. Please, everybody, just rejoin.